What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Thursday, everybody. You're listening to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the penetrating fuck out of it. Oh, that sounds gross.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us. It's a lovely Thursday here in the panhandle. It's like perfect weather, like 72-ish, sunny with a light breeze. It's really nice out. Enough breeze to carry the corona right in your face holes.
I was going to say it's almost perfect, except the corona.
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Oh, must be God. A Trump voter.
She's the best.
Thanks for sharing your time with us, everybody, and thanks for continuing to buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go to our webpage at crabdiving.com and click on the Amazon banner, and that's when you can give us a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps
fuck
us out.
Fuck you, fuck here. You, fuck you.
No, fuck all, fuck all,
God
fuck
damn
all.
It. Oh, God. Isn't there a director you've wanted to say that to? I've had a few. God damn, yeah. I remember one.
Not that many, but
this one guy was an assistant director.
A couple.
Yeah. And listen, that guy, a nice guy most of the time. A reasonable. I'd say reasonable. He was always nice, sometimes not reasonable. I had a line. I had one line.
Does his first name begin with an A?
No, I you know what? I don't remember this fucking guy's name.
Oh, it wasn't.
He was the assistant director of...
It wasn't the guy I went to college with.
No. Oh, that guy was a lunatic. I'm just kidding.
He's an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Do you listen to your buddy's podcast that you went to college with?
He's not listening.
Well, fuck. What were we talking about?
I don't know. We were starting the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One director I've...
The United Gay States of America.
Sorry, I pressed it during the pause, and it took a long time to...
Thank you, Nazi. Hey. I would like to...
You had a director.
Oh, yes, I had a director. And like, I didn't hate the guy. I did not hate the guy. He was a nice guy. He was not reasonable sometimes.
Right.
And one of the times he was not reasonable, I had a line that, you know, it was one word... And the word was fog, right? It was the some. Oh,
I think I know what play this was.
Yeah. And it was some. It was a weird sequence, right? It was a storm sound effect bullshit, and you know the fog machine was going. It's kind of a stupid line because there's a fog machine going, and you can actually the production team tried to recreate their image of a storm, their vision of what a storm would be on stage.
Okay,
they even had fog. But yet, I had the line, fog. I don't need the line, fog, because guess what?
There was fog.
That's fucking fog.
Yeah.
If you want me to say fog, they don't have fog, and save money on the fog machine. That's not my business, though. I'm there to say the line that's on the page. So I would say, I'll be like, fog, fog. The guy would be like,
can you do that again?
No, it's just something like, you know, and he would talk to me about it, and him and holler with me about it. He's like, I said, dude, I'm really trying, man. I probably was a bit of a cunt about it. If I, in retrospect, you know, but I said, listen, dude, I'm trying. I am trying. I want to get past this moment more than you do. And he said, he goes, well, you know, if you want me to give you a line reading.
I was going to say.
I'll give you a line
reading. Ask him for a line reading at that point.
He had the nerve to say, no, if you want me to give you a line reading, I'll give you a line reading.
You could ask for one, but.
You fucking hack. That's what that meant.
He shouldn't offer it.
Offer it, though. The world is waiting on me to say the word fog right.
Right.
I'm in rehearsal. There are 30 other people in there right now.
Did you take the line reading?
Yes, of course. I didn't give a fuck about this fucking line.
A line reading is when they tell you, they do it exactly the way they want you to
just
do it.
Just tell me how you want me to fucking do it. We like to call that the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, I had a director.
That's all Los Angeles right there.
I had a director with a similar, hung up on a couple of lines. And it was a heavy dialogue show. And I was one of the co-leads. And there was one fucking little part of a small monologue that this director was hung up on. And it even got to the point where the director said, you know, it's not you, it's me.
Is this a play based on Hamlet? Is this the Hamlet
yes.
spinoff? Fuck.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But the director was like, it's not you, it's me.
Right.
I was like, right. Okay. Yeah. Actually said, you know, I'm not getting kind of what I'm looking for, but I'm not sure exactly what I'm looking for.
But this is in college, right?
Yes.
Okay. But you know, I will say this, at least in that context, there are probably a lot of other people doing it right.
What do you mean?
Well, okay. So you have this person is obsessing about the line.
Right.
Well, okay. That's fine. She's not obsessing over the word fog. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it's not a whole, it's not, I'm just saying.
I wasn't saying that your experience was lesser than mine.
Oh, wait. No. But I'm
not in a contest.
No. We were talking about LA theater, though.
Okay. Were we?
Yeah. Wait. I said, well, in LA, and then you started talking about something. So, no, we were not. But. Anyway, you just said that comment about the person obsessing about the line, and then I'm comparing that to LA, thinking, oh, I mean, that would be nice.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because those people don't care about shit.
Well, once a lot of people get to the Lily Tomlin level, too, they don't necessarily get directed that often.
No.
If you're hiring Lily Tomlin,
no.
You know what you're getting. You know she's going to be amazing. Let her go. Let her do her shit.
And you know what?
Was it Orr? No, who was the director?
Of what? The I
Fuck
Heart
You,
Huckabees?
Fuck You, Fuck You.
You know, the thing
But regardless, he is a very nitpicky, hands-on, probably fog kind of a director. And
but he's got Lily Tomlin in who
Well, but yeah.
Dustin Hoffman, man! I mean, God,
right?
What the
and they
fuck
all had
are you
problems.
Directing?
And they all had problems with him.
But what is he directing? I'm serious. You have Lily Tomlin, Dustin Hoffman. Who else is in it? Some other
I don't
good
remember.
People.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just saying, it's like, that's crazy. See, if I was directing that movie, I would live in fear
David
of...
David O. Russell.
Okay. Well, I would live in fear of the moment I realized I needed to give Lily Tomlin a note, and it would keep me up at night. I would fear her, you know?
Jude Law, Jason Schwartzman,
yeah.
Dustin Hoffman, Lily right. Tomlin.
I mean, who gives Dustin Hoffman a note? I mean, what are you going to say to Dustin Hoffman?
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Is yeah. you know, those actors at that level, you're setting up the shot and talking to them about their character
yeah.
and you
yeah.
let them go. You're not right. saying, you know, on that one line.
If I was Lily Tomlin.
Maybe, that's somebody, when you get somebody like yeah. Shatner who goes.
right. Well, and you know. In a way, I mean, maybe that's what you get for paying the dues, I guess. But like, Lily Tomlin was right in that moment. I mean, you know, she took it a little far. She shouldn't have started tearing down the set or something like that.
I don't remember the context of it. I just remember the clips that we have of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes.
I hope everyone's hanging in there and staying. Virus free.
You know, and the funny, I'm so sorry. I know we're trying to do news, but that moment in I Heart Huckabees, the fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. The greatest part is when Dustin Hoffman tries to defuse it. And
she tells him, you should shut the fuck up, too.
Shut the fuck up, too. That's great. No, that's great. Fuck you, Corona.
Do I have that one? Oh, yeah.
Here shut up. You shut the fuck up, too.
That was for Dustin Hoffman, who at that moment said, you know, why don't you just use it? Why don't you just, you know, channel the anger. Channel the anger and just use the energy and you know, just let's just get through this. She's like, oh, shut up. You shut the fuck up.
Well, and then he explains the problem. Dustin Hoffman, who is an acting legend, takes time out of the time he's used. He's being paid to think about what his character wants to do. And now this director is forcing Dustin Hoffman to explain why Lily Tomlin's pissed off. It's a debacle.
Thanks for joining the Entertainment Hour on Crab Diving, everybody.
I'm Sam Rubin.
Inside Entertainment.
Right.
Let's see what the old headlines are over at the HuffPo.
Right.
Let's see what coronavirus headline it is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Grim milestone, 1 million cases worldwide.
Okay.
Congratulations, planet.
Right. Before we dive into Coronaville USA, I just want to say that we should put out a YouTube watching list. So everybody go watch that I Heart Huckabees. It's so fucking funny. And then there's one other thing I was going to mention. You just mentioned something that made me think they should go see that. No, fuck it. Okay, just watch I Heart Huckabees. No, not the movie, the outtake.
The outtake. Well,
I've never seen the fucking movie. I don't give a fuck about the movie. That's the movie.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that movie either. Crabdiving.com/Amazon, maybe. Maybe it's on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Not sure.
Well, we've seen the best part of that movie.
Check that shit out.
Right.
1 million COVID cases worldwide.
Jesus Christ.
More than 51,000 have died thus far. 208,000 recovered from it. The United States has passed China. Where the first known infection was documented in December.
I thought this was supposed to go away or disappear.
Oh, yeah, it's like 15, poof. Then again, it's going to be gone.
He said something weird. It would just disappear. I think that's what he said. He said it would disappear.
Well, yeah, now they're rewriting history, though.
Right.
They're typically Republican conservative trying to go back and rewrite history.
Thank you, fascists.
Several European countries, including Italy, France, and Germany, have become some of the areas hardest hit by the virus. Italy has reported. What is wrong with me? Italy has reported the highest number of COVID-19 deaths in the world at more than 13,900. Oh, Middle East, Iran has by far the most confirmed cases of any country in the region, more than 50,000.
Oh, God.
Israel reported at least 6,800.
Does Iran have their... Iran? Do they have their outbreak under control, or what's going on with that?
Who the fuck knows? I mean, I don't know if we trust their numbers any more than we trust China.
What's it like?
Or ours?
Yeah, we don't know. Well,
the states are reporting, so I'm hoping that there's some actual adults out there. But we also don't know because guess what? We didn't test fast enough,
and
we're still not testing.
And
fast
what
enough.
Chris Hayes. Still stands. When the Trump administration are talking about numbers, they're lying. They're lying. Any fucking time.
Right. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. Don't forget.
Yay.
Get a little more of our Jesus on.
Oh, hey, just a big congratulations to Florida. Ronda Racist gave us a religious exemption. To the lockdown.
Yeah. We
Isn't
talked
that
about
great?
That yesterday, didn't we? When we announced there's no limit. It's not even like religious gatherings of 50 or below or whatever. There's no number limit to it. So these mega fucking churches can have their Jesus.
I can't think of anything more anti-science. Why don't you just say that I can go meet up with my Star Trek fan club once a month in an arena? Oh, right. With 5,000 people.
Far more interesting and fun.
Yeah, right. But you know what the weird thing is?
Get dressed up, fuck a red shirt.
You know...
Don't kill them afterwards.
Right. Do not kill any red shirts. But the thing is, it's like... Ah, shit. I lost my train of thought again. Fuck me. Damn. Did they think there's special magic protecting the churches, though? Why give them the religious exemption? It flies in the face of science. I mean...
Because this is a purple state, and they want to make sure that they fondle the genitalia of the evangelicals, the evangelicals, but to make sure they waddle out and vote.
The science says if we do that...
These people think the Earth is 6,000 years old, some of them.
Why are we making the effort to stay in if you're going to do that? Why don't you just say every week at noon, let's all go out and lick the same fucking telephone pole?
Well, some of them are.
God. Oh, my God. Doesn't it make it pointless to have the exemption? I mean, maybe not.
No, every amount helps, but
that would help to not do that.
Yeah, that's going to actually hurt.
God. I sincerely don't give a fuck about your Jesus. I mean that in the nicest fucking way possible. I don't believe in your fake ass Christ. It's ridiculous. Fuck the fuck off. No offense.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Let's
see what's going on at the Drudge.
There's no yelling today. It's Thursday. Thursday. The weather is fucking perfect.
Over at the Drudge Report, half of humanity on lockdown, it says.
Oh, my God.
More than 3.9 billion with a B. The amount of money that Bloomberg has.
I mean, we're in an outbreak, dude.
Well, yeah.
We're in a pandemic. This is bad. This is awful. There's no way Trump could think he's doing a good job right now.
More than 3.9 billion. I did turn off my ad blocker, you snatch.
Yes. Snatch.
There we go. 3.9 billion, half the world's population. have been asked or ordered to stay at home by their governments to prevent the spread of the deadly COVID-19 virus.
Stay the fuck at home, baby.
There are compulsory or recommended confinements, curfews, and quarantines in more than 90 countries or territories.
What are the curfews?
Due to the introduction of a curfew in Thailand, effective from Friday, the threshold of 50% of humanity will be reached. So starting tomorrow morning.
What does that
mean? In Thailand.
A threshold of...
That means counting when they add all the people in starting tomorrow morning from Thailand, that's half of the population will now be under curfew or lockdown.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the number of dead in Spain has now risen above 10,000.
Jesus Christ.
It's a new record for the country, which had 950 deaths just in the last 24 hours.
Oh, my God. What a fucking nightmare. Are they having equipment problems like the rest of the planet? Like masks?
I think
and
Spain
shit?
Was having probs too.
Yeah. Damn. Shit.
Everybody. Except for those that, Singapore and Korea.
Right.
Jumped on that shit right away.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, thank you, Putin, for the supplies. Thank you.
Which we sent him.
Yes.
Spain, is also reporting catastrophic unemployment figures.
God, I mean, talk about government waste. How much does it cost to fly all that shit to Russia and then fucking back?
The European Union has designed a new program to raise up to 100 billion euros to tackle surging unemployment. The aim of the scheme is to provide financial assistance to the 27 member states via loans from the EU.
Okay.
We also had here in America a record 6.6 million. Not record, but it shot up. Jeez. Doubled.
Shit, man.
The record high.
There's got to be more jobs out there to do at home. You know, there must be something. What about Bitcoin? You could trade Bitcoin. You just got to figure it out.
Well, the thing is, you know, these fucking greedsters, when they come back, are going to be like, wow, you know, I guess we didn't really need all these employees after all.
Oh, absolutely.
Look how much cheaper it'll be if we had robots doing this that we wouldn't have to pay and wouldn't shut down my business.
And it's stupid to think it's simply easier to fire people that aren't there. Right. Man, that's fucked up.
In Greece, authorities placed an entire refugee camp under quarantine after they discovered that a third of the 63 contacts of one infected woman tested positive for the virus.
Oh, my fucking God. This thing is fucking horrible, man.
And none were showing symptoms yet.
So, wait. Are we to the point, like, have we been locked down long enough that if we caught it, we would be showing symptoms?
We?
Yes,
the house here?
The royal we.
I would think we would probably.
I mean, I've been to the Dollar General.
Well, then we have to reset every time.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I went to get potato chips.
In the UK, another 569 people died of the coronavirus. Oh, they've got 2,900 deaths there total.
Are they feeling like, God, it's not corona, I'm choking on seltzer water. Are they feeling like what we're feeling? Like they're so unlucky to have this Boris Johnson right
Less
now?
Less so, but yeah.
Less so? He's nuts, man. He's fucking crazy.
Well, right, but they can also, they have a pretty strong liberal half. And
yes.
They can get him the fuck out anytime they want.
Why doesn't our government have that?
Because we don't have that.
We're sadists.
Their plan was to try to, like, in theory,
yes,
make the president not worry about reelection for, you know, like 3.5 years or so and actually get shit done and not worry about politics. Har, 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 har,
hey,
har.
Hey, somebody dig up John Adams and ask him, well, what do you do if your president is inherently evil and a fascist, rapist, fucktwunt? What then?
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Over to the, did we do the Drudge?
We have not,
we
Pat.
We did the Drudge. Yeah, we did.
Did we?
That's the Half Humanity. That's the one I just did.
Okay.
Shit. Also, one of the other headlines over here at the Drudge Report is Chris Cuomo's account of his latest evening with the virus.
Is Trump hate tweeting him or trolling him? Or?
You know, I haven't seen anything yet, but I haven't read his tweets this morning yet.
I mean, he's going to say something.
When the sun came up this morning, yesterday morning, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo was already awake. But it wasn't his choice to get up early. He said he was up all night. He's still doing a show live from his basement.
Oh, my God, Chris.
Self-quarantining. He said he was up all night. The virus came at me. I've never seen anything like it, he said. He was racked with a fever of over or around 103 degrees.
Jesus.
That wouldn't quit. It was like somebody was beating me like a pinata, he said. Jesus.
Hey, listen.
I was shivering so much, I chipped my tooth.
Chris, don't stop your show, dumbass. Don't do your show. Get some other fuckhead to do it. Get Wolf Blitzer to do it.
Then there were the fever-induced hallucinations.
God, dude, he's really doing his show still.
He said, my dad was talking to me, referring to his late father, former New York governor.
Do you like Chris Cuomo?
Mario Cuomo. Yeah.
I like Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo, quit doing your show. You're going to fucking die doing your show. That's crazy.
He said, I was seeing people from college, people I haven't seen in forever. It was freaky what I lived through last night, and it may happen again tonight.
Right.
He's 49. He still says he refuses to be sidelined by the virus. So he was merging his personal experience with news coverage
in order
to drive home the seriousness of the outbreak.
And I think that's admirable. But do some little videos on your phone and honestly let somebody like Wolf Blitzer or get the guy who used to be at Fox, get Shep over there to read your fucking news stuff.
This is, what is this, Greenwich time? I never heard of this. Sitting in his basement dressed casually in a dark colored pullover and t-shirt. Ooh. Cuomo kicked off his broadcast with an update on his condition. Quote, anybody who's ever seen me spar will tell you my first round is never my best. This is proven no different with coronavirus. I've never experienced any kind of fever like what I have going on all the time.
Jeez.
And the body aches and the tremors and the concern about not being able to do anything about it. I totally get why so many people are so scared all over the country.
When he says spar, does he mean verbally spar or like
no,
he boxes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's going on. Chris, just stay home and don't do your show. Oh,
it's in his basement.
I know, but that like the energy of getting up and doing your show, you know what I mean? I think you should lay there in bed and chill the fuck out, man. You don't need to be producing comedy.
He said his biggest fear was passing it to his wife and kids. But he says they've tested negative. He is quarantined from them in the basement of the house.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you get over this, you can go back to making Ben Carson look stupid. Who else does he make look stupid?
Dr. Sanjay Gupta told him, I know you're a warrior, but you're allowed to take a day off.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said he's frightened by the situation. We're talking about my little brother. He said, this is my best friend. I talk to him several times a day. It's frightening because there's nothing I can do and I'm out of control.
Shit.
And Trump is like, did you see what the fake news New York Times read about me today?
God.
Like he is not, somebody talked about how he has not expressed any kind of empathy for the people that have died
of this for pandemic, those that are,
right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
historic pandemic.
There's really zero. I mean, the bar is low for him. We know that he's not good at this whole comforting the people who've lost shit. But yeah. You think there would be a wisp of something somebody wrote for him?
Well, what's his face? God, the guy that used to be the senator from Minnesota, Al Franken, says that Trump is mentally ill, and what you're describing, you kind of would imagine he would do, he can't do, you know?
Right. He's incapable.
He's incapable of having any kind of empathy, which seems like a real bad quality to have for the leader of the free fucking world, you know?
Oh boy, the press, the briefing is going on live.
I'm beating a dead horse. The guy bankrupted a fucking casino, and idiots in this country are like, oh, that guy's bankrupted two casinos.
I believe it was.
Thank you. And idiots in this country, they're like, oh, he's anointed by God. Let's fucking vote for this dickhead. God, you idiots. Oh.
Eight hours ago, he tweeted.
Yes.
Somebody please explain to Cry and Chuck Schumer that we do have a military man in charge. Oh, Schumer put out a statement that said, get somebody in the military in charge of getting these supplies moved around.
Because yes.
None of the idiots that Trump has working on it are doing fuck all. I'm translating.
Did you hear the guy on Mad Al, the general that was in charge of putting up a bunch of fucking hospitals in New York State?
No.
I mean, that guy, yeah, you would get out of his fucking way. He's very busy. He has no executive time.
Somebody explained to Cry and Chuck Schumer that we do have a military man in charge of distributing goods, a very talented admiral. In fact, New York has gotten far more than any other state, including hospitals and a hospital ship. But no matter what, always complaining.
Oh, my God, that's not true. Did he say always complaining?
Yeah, and then
holy
five dots.
Shit.
Next tweet, it wouldn't matter if you got 10 times what was needed. It would never be good enough. Unlike other states, New York unfortunately got off to a late start.
You know what?
You should have pushed harder. Stop complaining and find out where all the supplies are going. See, now it's a stupid conspiracy that everything's disappearing.
Okay.
All those nurses. There's a lot of brown nurses up there, you know, in New York. They're all stealing all the stuff, Ryan.
I have an idea about this, and it involves Hillary. And what I think needs to happen is our country needs to have I hate to use this expression, to have a come to Jesus moment, right? Whatever that fucking means. Let's all be honest and put our cards on the table. We would rather have Hillary Clinton as president right now. Let's just admit it. She won the fucking popular vote. And yes, she lost. Maybe she lost. They cheated. We know they cheated. The electoral vote, who cares? It's a system for slave owners. We don't need it. Just everybody just need, in our government, please, you Democrats, convince each day, make it your job. Each Democrat has to convince one Republican by the end of the day that Trump needs to go. Come on, right? That'll work, won't it?
Well, nothing's going to happen until November. They're not going to impeach him or anything
they
now.
They, you know,
the cabinet could 25th Amendment him. That's probably about it.
But those
and
are
that's not going to happen.
These are limitations written on paper.
Well, right then buy a gun.
But we might not need to buy a gun. I think it would just be a bunch of Democrats. Just think about it. No one in the White House is enjoying this.
They're not going to. You think he's going to give up power? You think Mitch McConnell is going to say, yeah, okay, here?
If I was Hillary, I would say this to him. And I can't. Can you do a Hillary or no? Hillary impersonation? No. Donald, I don't know. Donald, if you step down from the presidency and hand it over to me, no one will charge you with shit. You know, the only kid we'll go after is Eric. And he would do that deal.
He'd say you can have Don too, actually.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Not a banker. Take Melania.
So that's what Chris Cuomo had to say about his experience thus far with the corona. And he's a otherwise healthy 49-year-old.
Good God. It's terrifying.
We got all kinds of other stories.
I'm sorry. I just want to read this sentence
corona
out loud.
Related.
This
yes.
is not corona related. If there is anything I can do to help you in the meantime, please let me know sincerely. That makes sense. Good.
What are you talking about?
I have to write somebody back at my fucking job.
Oh.
When I can't. I'm sorry.
Thank you,
audience. I need it because I am the worst. I have typos coming out my dick hole.
There was a story over at the CNBC, but yesterday even, Mike Pompeo, one of the more loathsome creatures slithering around our government, actually said that he said Iran, China, I think he said North Korea, and Russia are actively spreading misinformation and disinformation about this virus, taking advantage everywhere they can, saying, you know, people are fucking up with the responses and that it was created in a lab and in somewhere it's a false flag.
Absolutely.
All the crazy fever swamp bullshit.
Swine flu, right?
Is what they're craziness. And
I learned about
pushing it.
One last week, blew my mind. 5G.
Right.
That's, I don't, 5G gives old people coronavirus. Is that the theory?
That's
or?
What Coach Dave said, right?
Jesus, that's,
we played that clip of Coach Dave.
Fucking sense.
Over here at the CNBC, it says Russian President Vladimir Putin and his administration are using the coronavirus to spread conspiracy theories in a bid to subvert the West.
Oh, shit.
And create a new world order.
Wow. Shit. Well, wait. Now, that's what the QAnon people are worried about. A new world order.
This is from the School of Public Policy Publications.
Yes.
From the University of Calgary.
Right.
Our friends to the north.
Yes. This is reputable, this source.
Yeah, it's a, yeah. Summary, it says, as the rest of the world struggles to cope with COVID-19, Russia is churning out propaganda that blames the West for creating the virus.
Oh, my God.
Propaganda is, of course, nothing new for Russia. Such practices have a long history dating back to the Soviet era. What's different now, though, is that with the internet and social media, Russia has many more ways to propagate fake news and conspiracy theories and to reach susceptible audiences both inside and outside the country. Let's call them Fox viewers.
Yes. Oh, here. Yes.
I added that part.
Yes. The evangelical Bible folk.
Russia is using social media accounts, fake news outlets, state-controlled global satellite media, bloggers, pseudoscientists, and supposed scholars, experts, and Russians living in the West to disseminate its lies and distortions.
Please stop, though. Think about this for a second, Russia. We're trying to stop this COVID thing. Don't you think it's in all our interest to not have COVID? Isn't it?
They say, blah, blah, blah. President Vladimir Putin, who has labeled the fall of the Soviet Union nearly 30 years ago as, quote, the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century, is determined to show the international community that Russia no longer is the weak creature it was post-Soviet collapse. His larger goal in spreading propaganda and conspiracy theories is to subvert the West.
Yes. Well, listen, I'm impressed with what you guys did in 2016. I mean, bankrupted two casinos, lots of fucked up shit in the campaign. You know, you got a reality show host elected president.
Russia seeks to seriously damage the solidarity among EU members and capitalize on any internal European weaknesses to promote broader conflicts. Oh, COVID-19 is seen as an ideal way for Russia to deal a powerful blow not only to the EU, but to inflict damage on the ties between Europe and its North American allies.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody else want to vote blue no matter who right now? I mean, what the fucking fuck? How is that ever going to change with Donald Trump in office?
Well, it won't. Trump's like, why are we? I don't know. Suddenly we're not talking to them. They were our ally.
I mean, is he working with them? I mean,
who knows?
It's weird to me that that is kind of the question that's left out there. I mean, do people just think he's not because that would be too insane?
Moscow views the virus as a fortuitous harbinger of the end of the post-Cold War liberal world order. The new leaders to emerge from this liberal collapse, according to this view, will be Russia and China. Indeed, Russia is seeking to strengthen its ties with China as well as with Iran. And the danger is that other rogue states could join this new configuration.
Like Hungary.
Right.
Or, you know, someplace in...
Or he'll just take Ukraine and Trump will be like, well, you know, whatever. Yeah.
And then what, we have some sort of conflict happens that, you know, that...
You think Trump will back our NATO allies?
No.
Like we're supposed to? If one of them is attacked, we have an agreement that we will attack and defend them because they're our allies. If Russia attacks an actual EU country, I don't think... I'm not convinced that Trump would adhere to that.
I mean, this to me is why... Waiting till November to have him leave is crazy because, I mean, we're just getting fucked up by this guy. It's not fucking fair, man. This is not fair. What you described is insane.
You're unfair.
It is. God. What does Putin have on this dickhead anyway? Who cares? Trump, who gives a fuck? I don't care who's peeing on you or whatever the peeing is.
We've got, let's see, Rodney Howard Brown.
Yes.
I didn't recognize that name.
Right.
Who got a citation.
Yes.
A couple of citations for having a illegal assembly during an emergency.
In Tampa, right?
I don't know what part of Florida, but around somewhere down there, yeah.
Didn't he have a religious exemption, though?
That was before the statewide, and it was probably in the area where they had it in the county or the city.
Oh, okay. Okay. But now he could do it with the exemption, right?
Maybe. I don't know. They might still be covered by a stronger local.
Oh, okay.
Order.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But here he is.
Yes.
I have no choice at this juncture but to shut the church down this Sunday. There will be no service at the river this Sunday. Now, I know some people say, well, he's caving. No, I'm not. And then let me tell you why I have to do this. I have to do this to protect the congregation, not from the virus, but from a tyrannical government.
So he thinks the government's going to swoop in and kill them all.
Yeah, well, hey, whatever keeps you at home, dickhead, is fine with me. Jeez, what a lunatic.
Here, what is this? Oh, yeah. Perry Stone?
Two times that the world is shut down. Noah's flood. and the coronavirus.
Was there an official shutdown? Was there a curfew for Noah's Flood?
That's Perry Stone. That's the guy that we played last week who did speaking in tongues in four different dialects.
Oh, my gosh. This guy's impressive.
Yeah, he's actually, he seems to have a little bit more practice going on with his bullshit.
Can he speak in tongues in Klingon?
Probably.
You speak Maglak, boklak, dikak, ak, ak, power!
I'm telling you right now, do not pray, do not hope, do not think, oh, praise God, they're going to have a vaccine. That vaccine is from the pit of hell. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So here's another one who's saying that the vaccine that they come up with, this is probably has to do with what Bill Gates said, which is,
yes,
wouldn't it be great if we could help track people that have already received the vaccination by including an invisible dye, like a tattoo. It's not a microchip. It's not broadcasting, yes, shit. It's not letting them follow you around or anything crazy like that. It's literally a tat that if you look through with a certain scanner,
yes,
you can see it, and that's right. It.
It's not. Is it, in fact, the mark of the beast?
Well, according to these idiots, Satan. It is.
Yes.
This is Kurt Landry, another asshole pastor.
Yes. There's,
you know, they're popping up like moles, like whack-a-mole.
Is business booming? Is it a seller's market for this bullshit? Is that the right term? Is it a seller's market for Jeebus?
I guess.
Come the fuck on, guys. Okay, let's say you believe in Jesus. Did you not pray for him to make this corona shit go away? And if not, why didn't you? And if you did, Jesus didn't give a fuck.
This guy,
thank God,
I don't know where he's from.
Jeez.
Just says he's a right-wing pastor.
Oh, look, yes, him up here.
I'm telling you right now, do not pray, do not hope, do not think, oh, praise God, they're going to have a vaccine. That vaccine is from the pit of hell.
God.
Okay? Do not pray for those vaccines, and do not take the vaccine. These vaccines are coming. They're not going to be good.
Okay.
They're not good for you physically and spiritually. They're a setup for what shall come later. This is the first step. This is not the mark of the beast. This is not the ID chip. But what will happen with this, and this is the order I believe it will happen in, is they're going to bring this next vaccine and they're going to mark, not in the hand and the forehead, but they're going to have a computer record of everybody who does take the vaccine. But more importantly, they're going to take the ones that do not. And
Good God, man. What the fuck? These anti... Listen, I don't know what to say about this. I mean, this is... Please, if there's a vaccine, will you take it? Yes or no?
Me? Fuck yeah.
Of course. Why wouldn't you take it?
Well, I'm a Satanist, so...
Oh, are you? Okay. You know,
I welcome the mark of the beast.
Absolutely. Me too.
Put it everywhere.
Yeah.
Put it on my nipple.
I took the COVID vaccine through my nipple.
The oh my God, this is hilarious. This is,
and I'm seeing that anti-vaxxer argument all over my Facebook feed with lunatics. I mean, dude, it is not good.
You're friends with a lot of crazy comics,
a lot of dickhead comics. Fuck you guys. Just delete.
This is Hugh Hewitt doing his radio show from his basement, looks like.
Yes.
Hugh Hewitt, right-wing nutjob dickbag.
Oh, God.
Radio host.
Right.
Speaking with an even huger right-wing nutjob dickbag.
Ooh.
Newt fucking Gingrich.
Damn! Shit, it would be a seller's market then in media, right? I mean, how does he have a job?
Here's Newt Gingrich. Well, he's selling videos and books.
Is he good at hosting and interviewing people and doing
Well, he's the interviewee here, but
yes.
I'm sure he could have his own show. He'd love it.
Is he a strong pundit?
This is the only pure entrepreneur ever to be president. He is extraordinarily energetic.
He is learning at an extraordinary pace.
Yes.
And he's a historic figure. And I think that by the time this is over, as he defeats the virus, pivots, and relaunches the economy, people will realize how important it was that we had Donald Trump at this moment in American history.
Yeah. I'm going to look at the pile of bodies, and I'm going to realize that, yes.
As he pivots.
God.
Restarts the economy. It's like watching Matrix.
It's crazy.
Neo flying around in slow motion.
Listen,
that's how they think Trump is.
I don't give a fuck about what's that guy, the MyPillow fuckface? What's his name? Chuck Woolery?
MyPillow. No.
MyPillow load?
I mean, similar.
Oh, yes. MyPillow welfare queen? I don't give a fuck what he... It's nice that he's doing stuff, you know, to help fight the epidemic. But then, we're not Iran. And I don't want to hear about the Bible from the fucking White House. And this is a softening. This is all a softening to make it seem like Donald Trump is doing something.
Yes.
Right? God.
Well, it's all lies.
Yes. Even the stuff Mike Lindell said about the Bible? Come on.
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell.
Yes. Mike Lindell made a pillow, and now he's telling me about Jesus from the White House. That makes sense. Let that sink in.
I wonder if he could maybe update his theme song.
What is it?
My pussy, 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 my pussy.
Whoa. God, anyway. That's great. That's beautiful. Is there a conductor?
There is.
Leading the choir?
There is one person, yes.
When they're like, my pussy, my pussy. Is the conductor's hands extended and doing the come hither? Like this?
Well, they're
like,
in a circle, and there is a woman lying on the ground in the middle of the circle. I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
Some kind of...
Well, this is the choreography.
Some kind of pussy magic.
Yes.
Yeah. It is... Thursday, everybody.
Oh my gosh, it's Thursday, guys.
Week flying by.
Oh yes.
It's
a great week.
And we're lucky as fuck. I mean, we both work from home and both of our jobs are still going. So it's, you know.
And you know, you go out. I think about this. I go out and, you know, you, the whole time when you're out now, I don't give a fuck who you are. You're skeeved out by everything. It's just like, oh shit, man. But like, most people are out having to work in this. So our government doesn't give a fuck, right?
Here's a at the latest Trump humping show.
Ooh, blah.
That it's really funny that more of the outlets are only playing when the experts get up to speak, and they cut away from Trump when he talks, and it's supposed to be driving him fucking crazy. Then did you see, you know, that OAN lunatic?
Oh, yes.
Chanel Rion.
Right.
Typically broke the rules.
Right.
And now she's out. They voted out OAN.
Yes.
Because of the fact that she showed up like 3 days in a row. And they're like, you're not, they're doing rotations because they can't fit everybody in there.
Right.
And then she also stood on the side. You're supposed to sit in the designated seats that are like 6 feet away from each other.
Yes.
She stood on the wall where they're not supposed to. Let herself in, and then wouldn't leave. And when they said, you're not supposed to be here, she said, I'm here as the guest of the press secretary.
Oh, okay.
But now the group, the White House correspondence group that decides who goes in there said, you're out.
Of course.
For breaking the rules. And of course they're going to scream. Yeah. I'm just waiting for Trump to override it
so that
he can get his frenulum licked again. I mean, at every possible moment. OAN?
Who's Fremulin?
Can I hear from OAN again?
I mean, these journalists out there, they're exposing themselves. I mean, not like that, but to the corona.
Right.
I mean, little things like this matter. And that doesn't sound like a little thing. What an asshole.
But a typical...
Right-wing
typical
nut
conservative right-winger. I'm breaking the rules. The rules don't apply to me.
Oh,
fuck you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm charging. What? I'm charging but into if, the hearings.
But
right?
If you break the rules,
go
hellfire and brimstone. And
oh yes.
You get locked up. But I don't have to follow the rules. I'm a Republican and a conservative.
If you decide you want gray poupon instead of yellow fucking mustard on your fucking sandwich, and you're African American, you could go fuck yourself in this country.
Don't wear a tan suit.
Oh yeah, that too.
That Kurt Landry Ministries is in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, that guy.
Oh, that's not us. That's great. I mean, not wishing that on Oklahoma.
It's not Florida. Amazing.
Yes. That's something else when it's not Florida.
So from a few minutes ago, Steve Mnuchin.
Oh, yes.
Was asked.
The Predator.
If.
The alien.
The House is demanding oversight into these corporate bailouts. They want to know who it goes to and when and why and when, et cetera.
Well, it's our fucking money, right?
Here's what Steve Mnuchin thinks of that.
Okay.
Mr. Secretary.
Secretary Mnuchin, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has formed a select committee to oversee the distribution of recovery funds, and she says she wants to make sure that those funds are wisely and efficiently spent. Do you think that select committee is something that's necessary?
I don't. I mean, you know, the both parties wanted us to have oversight, wanted us to have transparency. We have full transparency. We have an oversight committee that the speaker gets to pick someone, the leader gets to pick someone. I believe there's five people on it. And again, that committee will review the money that we're spending. And again, we support full transparency. Taxpayers should understand how we're going to support this economy.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Why not?
Trump's like, I hope they're putting that money in the Caymans like I told them to in my secret accounts.
But I don't understand. If there's transparency, then, but we can't have any say how the money's delineated.
Well, if you
want to
be transparent, then what do you care? You should say, sure, I welcome their oversight. We have nothing to hide. There's your answer.
You know, Donald, here's an idea. Maybe one time, just this one time, since this is about aid for this fucking pandemic, maybe this one time, don't be a big fucking crook. Maybe this isn't a time you have to pay Jared and pay Wilbur Ross's weird fucking company or some other fuckhead.
Takeshi 6ix9ine is going to get out of prison early from the coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
He's going to last like 10 minutes.
Right.
What
do you mean, 10
He
minutes?
Flipped on a major gang.
Oh, shit.
And testified.
Oh, God.
Bigly.
Right. Well, everything's different with the pandemic. It's a new.
Oh, I'm sure they've called the moratorium on there.
I wonder how the Sopranos would handle that. If Corona, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, they
would. He wouldn't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to the bada bing.
Yeah. I'm going to rewatch those again. All of them.
GrabDiving.com/Amazon. If it's on Amazon, it's probably on Netflix or something.
You want to watch those again? Those are good, man. Those are real fucking
eventually,
good.
Eventually, I have a lot of other stuff.
Like what?
On my plate that I want to watch.
Yeah. Like Mars?
And not a lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Hashtag COVID-19 pandemic trending on the Twitter, just so y'all know.
Yay.
It's also World Autism Awareness Day.
Okay.
So,
right.
There you go. We're aware.
Yes, absolutely. Autism sucks.
The, Cat Williams was also trending and I was like, holy fuck, what did he do?
I mean,
like, did he get arrested? Did he, what happened?
Just to be clear, I'm not saying people with autism suck. Autism sucks.
Autism sucks. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Good.
Cat Williams. Well, here's a little bit of it. He was on the Frank and Wanda in the Morning Show.
Your hair is kind of.
That joint was.
My hair is 19 inches long and I have no perm.
You don't?
Oops.
Oh, that's not a perm.
No, it is not. Nice lady.
That's
come run,
natural.
Come run one of your gnarled fingers. While you on air.
Come on.
So they can hear you live.
Come on. Come over here.
No. That's not how that works.
Oh, okay. Well, then stay over there.
Don't worry. Ain't nobody putting their hands through yours.
That's right.
He's pissed. Oh, yeah. He's pissed. And nobody can roast somebody like Cat Williams can.
Come on. Let me come over here.
No. That's not how that works.
Oh, okay. Well, then stay over there.
Don't worry. Ain't nobody putting their hands through yours.
That's right. They don't have to. Uh-huh. I don't want them to. Get on out of here. You okay?
Only one of our hands moving while we talk.
Are you all right this morning?
Only one of our hairs moving while we talk.
Dude, that's a good point. Who fucks with Cat Williams?
You okay?
Red Grant, Atlanta Comedy.
Tell Wanda to take off them headphones and that wig.
And make sure.
The wig and the headphones come together.
And take off them old ass clothes you got.
The wig and headphones come together.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, they're old.
Versace, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Versace.
I want to apologize to the people at Versace Collection. This is your 2019 summer line that hasn't come out.
But you had to open it up and show us it was Versace.
This is from last year, I guess.
No, I didn't have to open it up. These people are on radio. They can't see anything.
Yeah, but you opened it up so we could see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, happy.
And happy whatever store is for the Black Lane Bryant.
That's right. Very
damn. Oh, God. See, that's off the cuff. That's a good joke. You know, that's an effective joke.
Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Cat Williams has had some issues, but fucking hilarious. His stand-up, man.
If you were on a morning show with Cat Williams, would you try to be adversarial?
I wouldn't ever be adversarial with Cat Williams.
I just don't get that at all. I don't understand what the game plan was there. To disassemble Cat Williams?
So, I don't know. That was one of the clips that a lot of people are sharing. I don't know why he was trending this morning. I don't know.
Shit. Did he show up at the airport with fuck tons of cocaine? Or what was his deal?
Oh, somebody, some big website said, who wins? Instagram live roast battle. Who wins? Cat Williams versus Kevin Hart.
Cat Williams?
I think Cat Williams would fucking shred Kevin Hart.
I think so, too.
On a roast.
Cat Williams, I think, has the I don't give a fuck muscle.
Yeah.
You know, I think Cat Williams might be fine with burning the joint down. See, that's the thing with roasts. If you're up against somebody that will burn the place down, you're fucked.
It's a little humor.
I mean, unless you're one of those people who want to burn the place down.
During the COVID. Trump voters.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, you know, we need a president to fuck everything up so we can rebuild it again. Well, you got it.
Meanwhile, there's a report that the Hillsboro Republican Party has announced that it is standing beside Tampa, Florida's Rodney Howard Brown. After he was arrested for violating, stay-at-home order.
Wait, the Republican Party of that city is supporting him? Why?
The local Republican group already has ties to the church, as their meetings are held there.
Oh, great.
And many of the precinct representatives and members of the community attend his fucking church, Hillsboro County.
Let me ask you guys something. If you get the COVID, will you cancel more with a doctor or with some fucking preacher or priest or whatever the fuck he is? Will you then see?
Is it a what, doctor?
Yeah. This is what sucks. When these people start getting sick, then they will start doing the right thing. Because they're not going to want to get this.
On their Facebook page, the GOP group posted, so Hillsboro Sheriff Cronister wants to arrest a church pastor but let criminals out of jail?
What the fuck? They want to let criminals out of jail because the COVID is spreading in the fucking jail.
Right.
It's about the COVID, you fucknut.
And how about letting out nonviolent offenders? They're not letting rapists out. They're not letting murderers out. They're letting out nonviolent criminals.
And by the way, maybe they should be out.
Or people early.
Yes. God. We got too many people in our fucking prisons, dickhead.
That was on their Facebook page, the Hillsboro County Republican Party.
Yay. God, guys. That's the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't a bigger entity of the Republican Party poo-poo them and say, hey, we're going to take the R from you or some shit like that? They're going to kill people.
It doesn't look like...
God, that's in Florida, man.
It doesn't look like a lot of the top comments. I'm looking at... I'm on their webpage, and it doesn't look like a lot of the top comments are supporting... This person says, did he violate the stay-at-home order? Did he potentially provide a setting to endanger hundreds, if not thousands, of people? Yes to both. He knew the risk he was taking. Choices have consequences.
Shit.
And this is one of their top fans on the page.
Choices have consequences, meaning he made some choices that are going to get people killed.
This person says, the Bible's very clear on this issue. Ministers and followers of the Lord must follow the authority of governing officials. Romans 13:1. And then he lists.
Okay. What if someone comes up with a virus? Now, will you be able to cite that in the Bible?
Right.
I mean, why is that the final authority in this, you fucking asshole? There's no getting through to these fuckheads. God, no offense.
And then there's an idiot like this. Last time I checked, this was a free country. If someone wants to drink bleach, they can. Is it good or safe for them? No. However, the government has no right to infringe. You stupid fucking asshole.
Infringe?
Okay, drink as much bleach as you want. But this is equivalent to grabbing someone you're walking by and ramming bleach down their throat.
Yes.
Or two or three people.
I am Ryan Pfeiffer, co-host of the Crab Diving Podcast. I am begging you fuckers to quit being goddamn idiots. Please.
Oh, good luck.
Please. Quit being stupid.
That's a tough ask.
It's a pandemic, man. I mean, sometimes I don't think are we upset enough? Are we? Fuck.
I would think so.
Stay home, dickheads. Yeah. Everybody stay home.
I would think so.
Please. Please. I drove by Publix the other day, and I was going to go in and get something. I've never seen a Publix more crowded, honestly.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because midnight tonight is the
lockdown
order.
That's right.
But dummies, you can still go to the store.
Yes.
During this lockdown, you don't have to run Publix out of toilet paper. That is a problem.
Right. Absolutely.
Hoarding shit when you don't need to.
Yes. And this, let's make an agreement. Maybe we can do a challenge. I'm going to do a challenge with people that are listening to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Crab Diving Challenge.
On Stitcher, on Spotify, on the podcasting app, on crabdiving.com. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. I'm going to make a challenge to you. No praying for the next week. You can do it. No praying. Fuck that.
Me? I'll manage.
Everybody. Oh. I mean everybody. No praying.
Oh.
Just think for yourself for the next fucking week. Depending on who you are. Right. We got some Nazis out there. Fuck.
That's going to go over really well.
Yeah, you know. Don't pray. Are you going to make that pledge?
Meanwhile, we have...
I have
for a few decades.
Thank you. Shelby?
Then we have the Facebook page of the Republican Party of El Paso County, Colorado.
Oh, my God. Hey, man.
The post that they put up went up yesterday, but not an April Fool's joke.
Oh, God. Yeah.
The party asked their members if, quote, do you believe the coronavirus is a psyop?
What does that mean?
Psychological operation. And said,
no.
Post your answer in the comments.
Oh, my, please. People aren't this stupid. People are?
Vicky Tonkins, the El Paso County Party's chairman, told Colorado Politics.
Yes.
Here's the post. Hello, El Paso County. Do you believe the coronavirus is a psyop? And then parentheses, psychological operation? Post your answer. The definition of psyop is below.
I know the coronavirus is a fucking pandemic. I don't know from these fucking psyops, shove it up your ass.
Psychological operations are operations to convey selected information and indicators to audiences to influence their emotions, motives, and objective reasoning, and ultimately the behavior of governments, organizations, groups, and individuals. So it's it's a lie to freak us out.
Yeah, I know. God, what's that really smart guy's name? I know Elon Musk, but it does not sound like a psyop. It sounds like a virus. It gets you sick. It fucks up your lungs. And sometimes fucking kills you. A psyop.
The Facebook post remained online only briefly until the state officials jumped in and said, take that shit down.
State Republicans.
Yes.
Adults. Thank you.
Slightly more adult.
Thank you.
Let's say.
Thank you.
Adolescents.
You know, if you're a politician, every decision you make, you should start from, is this going to help stop the spread of this COVID shit or not?
But even local, it says even people in that, even Republicans in that area were like, what the fuck? The state Republican Party's communications director said, we found the post to be inappropriate and asked the El Paso County GOP to remove it immediately.
That's
but
insane.
Ms. Tompkins insisted that she was simply posing a question meant to provoke a discussion, and she's disappointed that people are offended.
Oh, fuck you. You're trying to spread disinformation about a fucking pandemic.
But that's not how she said it. Here's her quote.
Oh.
I posted a question. I'm sorry people couldn't answer it. Don't get all offended.
Hey.
Does that sound contrite to you?
Yes, absolutely. That's an apology?
That's a Republican apology.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, Republican. Fucking shove it up your fucking ass. Fuck you. Oh, it's a psyop. Who does that help saying that? Nobody believes that,
fucking asshole.
Dickheads.
Is what?
Fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to do a dilly drop in.
Shit, yeah. God, people are fucking dumb.
She acknowledged that on her personal Facebook page, she calls it a psyop. Bet it is, she responded to a friend's posting saying coronavirus is psyops.
You bet it is. You bet it's a psyop operation. So, okay. So in New York City, do you want to go yell that out in a ER? I mean, there are people dead there.
She said the post didn't have an opinion. It was asking. I have my own opinion. It was not an opinion that I wrote. That was a definition.
Hey, what Andrew Cuomo said about opinions, dickhead.
People get so offended these days. Oh, from a conservative.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Climb up there on that cross.
You try to make people think, but if they don't want to and they're going to get offended, I have so many things I'm battling right now. It was not one of those hills I wanted to die on. So she magnanimously took it down.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. We appreciate your restraint. Oh, God. What a fucking moron. It's not a hill I want to die on.
I guess she got some phone calls because then later she said, I certainly apologize for any confusion on my part, but it's clear that the virus is very real and that my original post was intended to start a discussion on the government's response and reaction to the outbreak.
What a shitty apology again. That's not. No. You meant to be an asshole and you got called out and you were wrong. Right? You weren't meaning to help.
Former chairman of the county party and a member of its executive board. So this is still on the board of that county's GOP.
The Republican
this
Party.
This guy says, yeah. You also can't question whether the Holocaust happened. There are certain things that are off the table that a certain major political party should not be asking.
If you're in a political party and you have to tell fellow members of your party that the Holocaust actually happened, and maybe your party is garbage.
It's a pretty scary standard.
It's a shit party.
He said it's wrong, it's inappropriate, it's indefensible, it's completely disgusting and unacceptable. If we want people to take Republicans seriously, then we need to start acting serious, he said. He thinks the grounds, she should be removed as chairman.
But a lot of people agree with that person. From what you said, right? A lot of people agree.
Oh, right.
This is insane.
Even the state rep of the area from Colorado Springs. Oh, it's Colorado Springs.
Yes.
Said, I think it's ridiculous. It's irresponsible for somebody in a responsible position to put something up like that. to even think that the entire world has somehow fallen prey to some sort of hoax when we've got people dying, when people need to be taking precautions. It's just putting people's lives in danger. This isn't a joke.
Right.
I'm tired of people thinking this is some liberal hoax.
Yes.
This is the Republican state representative from Colorado Springs who may have taken Gordon Klingenshit's spot, as far as we know. Wasn't he in Colorado Springs?
Oh, absolutely. He was. Did he have to step down and resign?
Within weeks of starting, he had some horribly, was it anti-trans or?
I think it was anti-Semitic.
Anti-LGBT or whatever.
You know what? I think I'm guessing.
I think it was LGBT.
Yeah.
And it was either trans or gay. And it was horrific.
Right.
And even the state party there in charge removed him from all of his committees.
Wow. That's impressive. Jesus fucking Christ. Not Jim Jordan, though. Is he still legislating shit like that? Okay.
Oh, sure.
The team doctor's just jacking off in the corner, man.
I know nothing. I saw nothing.
At what point are you like, hey, team doctor, you know what would help if you just stopped masturbating in the shower right now? Well, it might help.
And stop fingering the students when they're coming in for a sore throat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shit, man. I just think it's like,
the kid doesn't need a prostate exam if you've he's got the sniffles.
I mean, like, no, I don't want to get a shower today. There's a guy jacking off in there. It just makes me uncomfortable. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's insane.
A visiting referee came out and said to Jim Jordan, "What the fuck? Your team doctor was just jerking off in the corner of the showers."
That would be called creating a hostile work environment. Now, wouldn't it? I think.
Yeah.
The guy jacking off over there. Can we have him stop?
Good luck with that.
I mean, never mind. We don't need to get into that. The guy was jacking off in the shower. That's enough.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll have
yay
a few more.
Jeebus.
Jesus-centered.
God.
To prove that there's no love going on,
yes,
between Trump,
okay,
you may recognize that name,
yes, Schittler,
and the former Attorney General of the United States, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. Sessions about to have a runoff election,
a cock off
against Tommy Tuberville, right?
The football coach.
who's also, it looks like he's got white earrings hanging from his ears. It's Trump jizz dangling.
God damn, Alabama. A football coach is running to be governor, right? Is it governor?
Senator.
Oh, good. A football coach. I mean, that's like, isn't there something obvious or like that would seem stereotypical about that?
In Alabama,
can't you do better not to be a dick?
But now,
okay,
Trump's campaign has demanded that Jeff Sessions, former Attorney General, stop attaching himself to the president in his effort to win back his old Senate seat.
Thank you. I don't mind if I do.
After Sessions distributed a mailer that mentioned the president 22 times. See, Sessions isn't stupid. He knows it's Alabama, and they love them some Trump there. So he better be. He's got to walk a fine line. He was beloved there because he really, really, really likes to throw black people in jail. So that gets them a lot of points there in Alabama.
Right, and you know, I am not throwing Jeff Sesh a compliment. He is a piece of garbage.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, but like, he's not in jail, right? And he did lie to the Senate in his confirmation. He's not in jail, and he's not indicted. And he's from the first wave of those Trump fucks.
But he committed the ultimate sin.
Yeah.
Of recusing himself.
Yeah.
That's why Trump hates him.
Hey, Donald, you could end up in jail. Ivanka, all your dumb fucking kids. I don't know, Melania, maybe. I don't know what she's into. Who knows?
I'm being best.
Yes, good. All these fuckers are going to end up in jail, but not Jeff Sessions, because he's going to outsmart you.
In a New York Times, An unusual letter to the Sessions campaign, which was obtained by the New York Times.
Yes.
The Trump campaign called Sessions' claim that he is the president's top supporter delusional.
Oh.
Quote, the Trump campaign has learned that your U.S. Senate campaign is circulating mailers like the one I have enclosed, in which you misleadingly promote your connections to and support of President Trump.
Mm-hmm. Trump is mad at Sessions, so he's like, you can't attach.
Oh, yeah.
See, Donald.
And Trump endorsed Tuberville.
You know, Donald, I think what's going to happen is the deaths will pile up and people won't be able to ignore it. And you would have been happy to have Jeff Bosesh in your little stupid fucknut camp.
The enclosed letter in donor form, in fact, mentioned President Trump by name 22 times. The letter even makes the delusional assertion that you are President Trump's number one supporter. We only assume your campaign is doing this to confuse President Trump's loyal supporters in Alabama into believing the president supports your candidacy in the upcoming primary runoff election.
Jesus.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Did Trump ask for Kim Jong-un's templates for memos?
The letter goes on to make clear that Trump and his campaign, quote, unambiguously endorsed Tommy Tuberville. And it concludes, God. President Trump and his campaign do not support your efforts to return to the U.S. Senate.
God, of course, Trump wants to back the fucking football coach. He loves football. I mean, does he like football, though? Does he give a fuck?
A spokesperson for Sessions' campaign said the fundraising letter was sent on March 6th, 4 days before Trump endorsed Tuberville.
Right.
On Twitter.
Okay.
She said, Alabamans don't like to be told what to do.
Right.
They have shown that repeatedly. Washington told them to vote for Luther Strange over Roy Moore. They disobeyed. Washington told them to vote for Roy Moore over Doug Jones. They disobeyed. They are a hard-hearted and independent lot. Sessions is indeed one of the strongest supporters of President Trump and his agenda. No one can change that, she says.
Why doesn't she say Donald Trump can go suck a dick? That's what I would say.
Because they know.
Yeah. Oh, they know. I see.
She knows. They got to suck up to Trump a little bit.
Right. Yes. Well, yeah, they want masks. They want ventilators for their fucking state.
All Tuberville has to do is go up there and say, well, why'd you recuse yourself?
Hey, Tuberville. I mean, I don't mean to be a cunt, but listen, we're in the middle of this pandemic, and I think this is a good time for people running for office to really have a little searching of your soul. I'm sure you believe in that bullshit. And just think, should you really be a senator in Alabama during this pandemic? Are you really what Alabama needs? Football coach. Okay. Do I sound like an asshole?
Well, yeah, but that's fine.
I mean, do you really think they need a fucking football coach?
Well, no, more or less shitty some of the
Why
don't you put up the youth aficionado Roy Moore up there.
Roy, you have been given the title youth aficionado by Crab Diving. Wear it with pride. Youth aficionado. He's a diddler.
Fuck. The president today also tweeted about the oil prices.
Oh, yes. Okay.
7 hours ago, he tweeted, just spoke to my friend MBS, parentheses, Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. This is his friend who had a journalist killed and chopped up into pieces and fed to dogs or something.
Can I make a point? It's a stupid point. Why do the abbreviation if you're going to say what it is in parentheticals?
Well, MBS is for Mohammed bin Salman.
Yeah. But we know what he's talking about, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Who spoke with President Putin of Russia. And I expect and hope that they will be cutting back approximately 10 million barrels and maybe substantially more, which, if it happens, will be great for the oil and gas industry. See, prices have been going down. Gas is cheap right now.
And I really think we might have found something that makes people say, I don't give a fuck about the gas. Well, no one's spending it to go anywhere.
That's it. Trump's been touting. Look how gas prices are going down. It's like, well, who's going anywhere?
I can't go anywhere.
Could be as high as 15 million barrels. Good, parentheses, all caps, great news for everyone.
How do you give a fuck?
Right. So then, you know, he received the response that he deserved about all of that. So Trump boasted
right
on the Twitter about this. We just read it.
Okay.
That Bin Salman and Putin are committing to stabilizing oil prices. But the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, told Sputnik News, quote, there was no such conversation. Never happened.
Wow. Okay.
But his tweet, Trump's tweet, however, sent U.S. oil futures surging, even though there was no concrete evidence. So guess who probably made some phone calls and said, I'm going to tweet something about oil, buy oil, and be ready to sell it by the afternoon.
Is that too You'll complicated make millions. For him?
He's probably being told by oil company people.
Do you think his tweets are thought out like that? Do you think he's got a bunch of tweets out there meant to manipulate the market?
I think it's not pre-planned, but I think he definitely plays it, knows what the effects of his tweets have.
It's crazy. This is insane. I mean, we live in a time when this dickhead could tweet the wrong thing. It's a trope to even say it. We could be in World War III. I mean, we're in a pandemic. What the fuck ever?
We almost were when he was doing Rocket Man, right?
Oh, yes.
Little Rocket Man.
Yes. God, what if something else happens that's totally fucking shitty? How are we going to be able to handle this? You know?
We have had something totally fucking shitty happen, and he's not handling
it. No, I mean, what comes next after this pandemic? What if something happens during the fucking pandemic?
Well, we're in hurricane season.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be spectacular.
Well, listen, for this stuff, I've decided I'm going full Bible, and I'm rebuking all that shit. Everybody, please quit sucking each other's dicks so we don't have a big hurricane season.
Oh, God, I think Jared was at the briefing today.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Great.
Awesome.
Is he selling a website? What is he doing?
He's in charge of saving us all.
What model is he talking to about COVID or some shit like that? What supermodel is he in touch with? Wasn't he in touch with a supermodel? Damn it. Somebody tweet us. Tell us. Somebody
didn't
can
he call John Legend and Chrissy Teigen? No.
No.
He called J-Lo and A-Rod.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend hate him. Trump.
Yeah. They hate him.
They're fucking awesome.
So there you go. That's what's going on there. Jeff Sessions.
Yay.
That's a New York Times story.
What's your prediction on
they
this?
They got that.
Right.
They got that letter from the campaign. And that's from his campaign manager or something like that. Going after Sessions.
Damn.
I wonder what's going to happen if Sessions wins the primary, the runoff, because then he goes up against Doug Jones.
Yes.
If it's Tuberville, he'll probably crush Doug Jones. But if it's...
What? A football coach?
A Republican football coach who doesn't have any known background of diddling kids against a Democrat.
Let me tell you something.
In Alabama,
and I am not poo-pooing the brains, the ingenuity it must take to coach football. I hate watching the sport because I don't know what is happening. Everything happens at once. It's very irritating. So fuck it. I don't get football. Okay, but if name me my favorite baseball coach. I don't need him as a senator either. You know, like
well, right.
Now I'm thinking who would be a fun senator to baseball coach. Lou, what's his name?
Dobbs?
No. Who was the
Pinella?
Lou Pinella. Oh, my God. That motherfucker would lose his mind in government, right?
Yeah.
He'd just yell at people all the time and throw things.
Speaking of Lou Dobbs.
Yes.
British Lou Dobbs.
Oh, Stuart Varney.
On Fox Business.
Good day.
Is all upset in his knickers. About the fact that Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, God.
Wants this panel to oversee, or wants a commission now to oversee the coronavirus response. They want investigations as to why this is cocked up.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Now this. We're 7 months from the election, and the Democrats know they have a problem. Likely candidate Joe Biden is sidelined. He gets no traction. The primaries and the Milwaukee convention, they're in chaos. And even worse for the Democrats, the president looks good in the polls. His performance thus far against the virus gets popular approval. At this stage, the Democrats are not looking good. So what are they going to do? Speaker Pelosi has something up her sleeve. How about a new round of investigations timed for September and October, right before the election?
Fuck yeah.
Yes, perfect.
I'm gonna hold up a piece of paper, and on this piece of paper, it's actually an envelope. There's a name of a place written in it. I want you to say it so I don't scream it.
Benghazi,
which I believe was investigated, was it not?
For 4 years, believe, and hundreds of hours and millions of dollars,
and that's Benghazi.
And Hillary Clinton herself sat there for 11 straight hours.
And that's Benghazi. And that was a horrible fucking thing.
Trump wouldn't sit and testify.
Not even the Republicans want to look into this to figure out how, like, let's say we have another pandemic. How can we improve? Because surely, I mean, I know our president got an A+, but I think there's room for fucking improvement.
A lot of people are tweeting, why the fuck is Jared Kushner speaking to us?
God damn.
You want to hear a little bit of his reassuring tones?
I'm Jared Kushner.
God, he's got like...
Just this morning, very early this morning, I got a call from the president. He told me he was hearing from friends of his in New York that the New York public hospital system was running low on critical supply. He instructed me this morning...
Why are we listening to a trust fund slum lord fuck face?
I'll tell you why. Because Donald Trump's daughter decided she wanted to fuck this guy and then marry him.
Right.
That's why.
Just this morning, very early this morning, I got a call from the president. He told me he was hearing from friends of his in New York that the New York public...
I was getting my eyebrows stringed by a little Asian woman.
Hey,
hospital system was running low on critical supply. He instructed me this morning. I called Dr. Katz, who runs the system, asked him which supply was the most supply he was nervous about. He told me it was the N95 masks. I asked what his daily burn was, and I basically got that number. Called up Admiral Polovchek, made sure we had the inventory. We went to the president today, and earlier today, the president called Mayor de Blasio to inform him that we were going to send a month of supply.
After yesterday, Trump was saying, where are all these going? They're going out the back door.
I'm going to quote Chris Rock. They're your kids. You're supposed to take care of your fucking kids. You're supposed
to take care of your kids, yeah.
You're supposed to take care of the country and do shit like that. That's your job. Jared Kushner is, you know what Jared Kushner is doing? He's reading off the normal itinerary of what Hillary Clinton would have been doing from day fucking one.
Would have been done already.
Would have been done. You're right. It would have been done.
They would have said, well, you know, New York's going to go first. Let's send everything to New York.
That ship would have been there.
Then let's send shit on to wherever the wave crests.
And there would be what?
I'm sorry, the dog is waking up and starting to go nuts.
She is a slave to her comfort. And we would be doing what? We would be doing a lot more what? A lot more what? Testing.
Yes.
Testing out our assholes.
It said we're winning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's good.
Winning.
God, you dumb fucks. Dumb racist dickheads. No offense. Shit. Oh, fuck you. I can't vote for Hillary.
But her emails. I saw a thread this morning where people were like, well, the Democrats shouldn't have put up the worst candidate in history.
I hate that. The worst. She's the best qualified, right? I mean,
I don't care if she was the worst Democrat in history. I don't agree. I don't care if she was. She was up against the worst human in history to ever run for president.
You know, and the pandemic should make us think about this shit differently. I'm not saying you compromise. Well, no, I am saying that. You got to vote from a place of fear. You have to vote from a place of fear. You have to, nothing should terrify us more than having another term of Trump. Right? That terrifies me more than anything else. He's nuts. God.
And he'll get more SCOTUS picks. He'll get probably 2 to 3 more SCOTUS picks, and we're fucked. We're done.
Okay, fine.
Unless we win the Senate back, then he won't get shit done.
Right. Why would you want to give him even that opportunity? Why would somebody take that risk?
Governor of Texas has also said religious gatherings are essential services.
Yeah.
And can continue.
Great. In Texas.
Yep.
God, this is not a good news day. I mean, Texas is a large state, right?
It is.
You have to tell people what to do with this COVID shit, man. You just have to. You have to tell them to stay the fuck home because nobody wants to get this
shit. And it's
going to
be a while.
Yeah. It's nature, motherfucker. It's a fucking virus. Bill Gates
Otherwise,
warned us about
it's
this.
It's going to be whack-a-mole. It's going to be, you'll have one city that gets it and they shut that city down and more people die than need to. And then it's going to pop up in some moron city where they weren't social distancing.
Oh, God, I feel like my head is hurting in the middle of this show all the time whenever we talk about this shit.
Which, by the way, there's a story I put up on our Facebook and our Twitter.
Boy.
I don't know if it's out yet. Probably is.
Right.
It's from The Atlantic.
Yes.
Today. The coronavirus's unique threat to the South.
Oh, and let me guess why.
Okay.
All the idiot Jeebus evangelicals that are in charge of us?
A little bit, but more so that there's a lot of fat people that smoke in the South. I'm just going to lay it out there.
Oh. And they're more
young
vulnerable.
People. More young people are getting it worse and dying in the South because of general health habits. Is what the whole point of this article is, that the South is getting hit harder in younger people because younger people are maybe not in as different in the shape as some other parts of the country.
Right.
And racism.
Oh, okay.
Because of the fact that the browner areas are. They don't send money. They don't send them hospital money. Right. They don't. So the outcome is going to be worse for you if you're, say, a rural black person as opposed to a rich white person in Atlanta.
You know, dude, and I read something in the fucking Root, man, that really disturbed the shit out of me. The idea that statistically, if you are a person of color, a doctor is less likely to believe what you say.
Great.
It's some bullshit
about... You're just trying to get drugs.
Yeah. You don't believe... That's something about doctors are less likely to believe that a black person is in pain when they say they are rather than a white person. What a horrible... horrible
thing. Louisiana, people from age 40 to 59 account for 22% of the deaths so far.
Shit, man. Let's get jogging.
By comparison, the same age group accounts for only 10% of the deaths in Colorado and 6% of all the deaths in Washington state.
Oh, shit.
These statistics suggest the middle-aged and working-age adults in the two southern states are at much greater risk than their counterparts elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, that has to do a lot with poverty, too, you would think. I mean, if people are poor and shit, you have to buy shit to eat, you know?
The ask at-risk groups include people over 60, all adults younger than 60 who have heart disease, cancer, lung disease, diabetes. In each state, older people are the majority of the people considered to be at risk, but the Deep South and Mid-South form a solid block of states where younger adults are much more at risk.
My God.
In Arkansas, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Mississippi, relatively young people make up over a quarter of the vulnerable population.
Okay, not to sound selfish, but Florida was not mentioned in that list.
Correct.
That's nice. I mean, I'm sorry for everyone else, but Jesus Christ.
Due to the higher rates of conditions like lung disease and heart disease and obesity, people living in these states are at risk if they get the virus.
Yes.
These aren't people who are sick, but people who have underlying comorbidities that put them at higher risk of serious illness if they get infected.
Damn. Shit, man.
You may be healthy other than high blood pressure. You may be healthy other than being obese.
Yes.
Health policy. Health disparities tend to track both race and poverty. The states in the old domain of Jim Crow have pursued policies that ensure those disparities endure.
Wow.
The South is the poorest region in the country. The poor Black, Latino, or rural residents who make up large shares of Southern populations tend to lack access to high-quality doctors and care. That's what we were talking about yesterday, is that some of these communities are starting to be like, well, wait a second. All of our rural hospitals have closed because of capitalism.
Yeah.
And because of Republican governors who won't expand Medicaid that may have kept some of those clinics and hospitals fucking open.
And so what does it mean if poor people have to travel farther to get tested? That means less poor people will get tested.
Right.
They're not going to get fucking tested.
According to state health access data, blah, 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 Mississippi, North Carolina, Texas, Florida, Georgia, and Louisiana all spend less than $25 per person on public health per year, compared to $84 per person in New York.
Damn!
More than three times as much spent
in New York
per person.
Shit.
9 of 14 states that have refused to expand Medicaid to poor residents under the Affordable Care Act are in the South.
Good, guys. Great.
Many of those states are led by Republican leaders who have imitated President Trump's dallying and flip-flopping. We're looking at you, Ron DeRacist.
Yes, yes. And you could say Louisiana, right?
Yeah, Mississippi, definitely.
My God.
They say the slow response from these governors will be more ruinous. Ruinous.
Yeah.
In a region with so many challenges, chronic disease and apparent risk, increased risk for younger people are only part of the story. Other factors could complicate the response. Advocates have been drawing attention to the extreme vulnerability of people in prison.
Yeah, yeah.
And the South incarcerates a larger proportion of its population than anywhere else in the United States.
Yay!
Because you gotta whack those brown people up.
MAGA! 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 It's a fucking death cult. Fuck you. Stupid idiots.
Finishes up here. In all, the South seems likely to be a new kind of battleground, one in which distancing and isolation are going to be especially important to stop the virus.
So don't go to church.
Centuries of policy gave the pandemic a head start and younger targets in the South. Now there are more mere days to change course.
Do not go to church. Because if you go to church down here, that fucks up my shit. And it fucks up everybody's shit. Quit fucking up our shit.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything here. I think we might have heard people would have been outraged here if there was a church that was saying.
Believe me, there's church.
That was saying we're staying open. I mean, they might be doing it quietly.
Yeah.
Not like some of these assholes who are like, we're opening no matter what.
God.
Because Jesus.
No matter what. That's crazy.
Well, yeah. Don't forget to continue to buy shit through our Amazon portal. We appreciate it. Crabmoney.com/Amazon.
Yay.
Whenever you buy, we get a little... get our beaks a little wet.
That's right. Pay up, Jeff Bezos. Pay up.
It's allergies.
Right. Has Jeff Bezos already fallen back to his emergency escape bunker?
I don't know if he has.
I'm
assuming, of course, all these billionaires are holed up somewhere.
I mean, also,
we saw that poor David Geffen is on his... on his super yacht in the middle of the... wherever the fuck he is.
You know, Dwayne Brady, I don't know if you saw this. This is on, I think, Salon.
Dwayne Brady.
Wayne Brady, comedian,
Yes. Actor, singer.
I imagine director, anyone listening knows more about Wayne Brady than I do because I just call him Dwayne Brady. So anyway, Wayne Brady is.
I thought maybe it was somebody else. I didn't
know. Is sheltering in place with his daughter.
Okay.
His ex.
Oh.
And his ex's person, significant other.
Oh, new dad.
Yeah, yeah. And he's talking about it. He's like, listen, I want to be with my kid. And, you know, we're just being adults about it. But then I thought, you know.
Well, he probably got a guest house.
Yeah, he's probably got
he's not bumping into him in the bathroom brushing their teeth.
Wayne Brady, what game show did he do?
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah, and it was something else. He did something else. He didn't do all that shit to not have a guest house so he doesn't have to hang out with his fucking ex's boyfriend. You're right.
This is New York Times.
Yes, fake news.
All of the country businesses, large and small, are seeking breathing room from their lenders, landlords, business partners as they face financial fallout from the virus crisis.
Right.
Among those looking for help.
Yes. Oh, okay. Trump Hotels.
Trump Organization.
Ivanka's Blouses.
With its golf courses and hotels closed, the Trump Organization has been exploring whether it can delay payments on its loans financial obligations.
Oh, yes. It is the rat fucking of society, whatever that means.
Representatives of Trump's company have recently spoken with Deutsche Bank, the president's largest creditor, about possibly postponing payments on some of the loans.
Oh, why not? Why the fuck not?
In Florida, Trump Organization sought guidance last week from Palm Beach County about whether it expected the company to continue making monthly payments on county land that it leases for a 27-hole golf club. I didn't know it leases county land.
Wait. For the necessity of a 27-hole golf club?
Yes.
Course or what? How's the tennis pavilion? Is it finished or what's going on with that? What's the status?
They don't know. It's preliminary. They don't know whether Trump's company will be able to delay or reduce the payments. Eric Trump said, these days, everyone is working together. Tenants are working with landlords. Landlords are working with banks. The whole world is working together as we fight through this pandemic.
Is that Jared?
The Eric. But Jared's company, last I saw, was not forgiving rents in their slumlord owned buildings.
But he wants corporate welfare.
Where it takes months to get something fixed.
And
if you complain about it, they evict you.
What choice do we have? If we want everybody to stay at home and not spread this shit because we can't live with this shit, then you're going to have to suspend mortgage payment and rent payments and payments of all sorts of shit and give everybody fuck tons of money. Or what? We all choke to death waiting on a ventilator?
Deutsche Bank has lent Trump and his companies about $2 billion since 1998. The only mainstream financial institution willing to do business with Trump and his companies. You know why? Because he bankrupted everything else and nobody wanted to lend him money because they know he's a crook.
So Deutsche Bank is going to lend this asshole money, but the American people get $1,200.
Well, they lent him the money and then he's asking them to say, let me not pay it back for a while.
God. Shit. Just think about it, though. All we can get is $1,200. Look what they get. That's fucking insane.
In response to Miami-Dade County rules, the Doral, owned by Trump, has ceased all operations while his Washington hotel continues to operate, although with few guests and with the restaurant and bar closed.
I'm sorry, one second. Doral closed because of bed bugs, right?
No.
Okay. Sorry, that's fake news.
They stayed open for that.
Oh, they give a fuck?
Sure.
Bed bugs, corona, we got it all, baby. Shit, man.
So there you go. Shocker.
How does a
Trump's company?
Yes.
We need money. We need help.
How can
I'm sure they'll pay every cent back.
Oh, yes. Can he not make money having a golf course? I mean, how do golf courses make money, right? People go there. They get clubs out. They hit balls around. They go into holes.
Yeah, it depends on the model. But yeah, it could be like a club.
Right.
Where you pay monthly dues or yearly dues, and then you go play whenever the fuck you want.
You drink, you eat food, you get fucked up. And the overhead is just the grass and the fucking balls and
well,
shit.
Well, there's usually a restaurant. There's usually, I mean, yeah. I was the tennis guy at a golf resort.
Yes. You're the tennis pro.
A tennis pavilion.
You're the tennis pro.
I was.
Okay.
That was a great job.
I bet.
That was a great couple of summers.
Right.
It was Wisconsin. It was outdoor courts. So, yeah. You know, we limited time.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Wisconsin's cold, if anybody.
And it was a great deal because that was one of my better contracts because I was an amenity and they didn't want a cut of what I made on lessons. They're like, they wanted, you know, it's an amenity. You can have your kid take tennis lessons from the tennis pro or whatever,
yes.
but you had to pay for them.
Right.
Extra. But they told me you can keep 100% of your lessons. We don't. And I know that had never happened before.
Fuck,
it was like, that was a great summer.
That's an awesome gig.
Yeah. And those group lessons. The cha-ching.
Tennis mafia. If anybody else tried to teach, would you lean on them or? Was that your territory?
No, that was my. I had the keys to the place. And
So did you ever have to tell people that were like teaching tennis on the down low to get the fuck out of there?
There are people that I've seen that before, where like someone will take their nephew out and start teaching them and coaching them and stuff. And I've seen places where the pros get pissy about it. Like nobody gets to teach on our courts but us. Right. That's really dickish. I don't. You know, I'm not that fragile.
Yeah.
Or Trumpian.
Yes.
The envelope's light.
What a dirtbag.
Yeah, right.
Fuck him, envelope's man. God, light this fuck month. Him.
Envelope's a little light this
imagine,
month.
Imagine.
And he didn't shake down enough kids for tennis lessons.
And it wasn't that long ago, I swear to God, unless I'm hallucinating, that he was bitching about how much countries pay for NATO. Wasn't he?
It was, days ago. Yeah, he was mad at Germany. Talking about Germany, right?
I don't know why Germany, we talk to them and we don't talk to Russia.
Quit being a cunt.
Germany only pays 1% for NATO.
Okay, again, the prayer challenge is still in place. No prayer for the next month. Not one fucking prayer. I challenge you.
Okay.
Shelby, look at me. Okay.
I'd rather have a lot of them praying than going out and doing stuff and... sit at home and pray.
I was saying it would be great to exercise, you know, some thought and some, maybe not. Maybe you're right on that. Keep praying. Just don't go to church. You're killing us.
Good news.
Heads. Oh, yes.
Breaking news.
Oh, okay.
This is from the CNN.
Ooh.
Federal appeals court in Florida.
Yes.
Has declined to review a decision that it itself made. Blocking a state law. I wonder if this is like they it started out with a 3-judge panel and then they ask if it can go in front of the whole panel and apparently the whole panel said fuck off to the Republicans. This is that ballot initiative that was here in Florida, and we know those Republicans hate that democracy thing.
Oh yeah, they don't like that.
In this case it was for allowing felons to vote they've served their time and get out.
Right. But the issue
and Republicans were like, but there's going to be a lot of black people voting that we let out and we can't have that. So we're going to have to figure out a way to fuck them.
Boo. Of course.
So we're going to institute a poll tax, basically, that you've got to pay all your restitution and all your court fees and everything you've ever owed every many minute of your life.
Yes. We want your money, baby.
The federal appeals court, will not undo its decision to block this state law requiring former felons to pay back all legal financial obligations. So the state voted, the people spoke just like they did about fucking medical marijuana, and these goose stepping Nazi fuckdiddles of the GOP leadership in the House, the State House and Senate here in fucking Florida said, well, we can't have that. We're going to have to somehow stick a shiv in the side of that. We can't have people deciding for themselves.
Is it like a trap law?
I mean, they're trying to chop away at. They're saying, well, you can still, if you're a felon, you could still vote. We just, you just have to pay back all of your, every, all the money and everything that you've ever owed.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And the courts were like, well, you know, that's kind of like a poll tax. And we, you guys have been trying that for decades, and we kind of shot that down a while ago.
And I think the way some of these fines rack up and the interest is kind of insane.
Yeah, there's people who will never pay it back for the rest of their lives.
And in Florida, they suspend your license for that shit. So you can't drive.
February 3-judge panel, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court upheld the preliminary injunction from a district court. This case was set to go to trial in district court in April. April could apply to the estimated 1.4 million former felons.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
This 11th Circuit denied Ron DeSantis and Secretary of State Laurel Lee's request for an en banc review. That means the full bench.
Yes.
They said no judge on the court requested a rehearing.
Oh.
0.0.
So that's like the court saying, yeah, you're done. No, nobody's interested.
And they also
in this
said,
shit.
We're not going to give you three judges to rehear it either. Nobody right. wants to.
Because it wouldn't change our minds.
Governor DeRacist's communications office said, we are disappointed by the denial of rehearing before the full court. Nonetheless, the case is going to full trial in 3 weeks.
Well, Ron, we here in Florida are disappointed it took you so long to shut shit down.
65% of Florida voters approved Amendment 4, restoring the right to vote for convicted felons after they complete the terms of their sentence.
Okay, it sounds like we voted for that.
After the it went into effect in January 2019, the GOP-led Florida legislature...
Hey.
Passed and DeSantis signed the controversial law clarifying.
Oh, yeah. Let me clarify some shit.
That the sentence meant also financial obligations.
They don't want people that have been to jail to vote because they will probably vote Democrat, right?
They're saying the quiet part out loud now. There's another story of a guy, some hemorrhoid in Georgia.
Oh, yes.
Who said...
Georgia Roy.
Who said it out loud again. Well, you know, if we let people vote by mail...
Oh, yeah.
That'll be devastating to the Republicans.
Yeah, yeah. God, I wish I could remember the guy's name. Fuck.
And Trump the other day said it.
Yeah.
They're wanting to put stuff in. They're wanting to put stuff in there that if the people start voting like never before, you'll never have another...
God.
Republican elected. He said it out loud.
Do you think there are people watching our great leader, our not so great leader, like, nope, stop. Or they don't give a
not
fuck.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. They don't give a fuck.
I think there were people who desperately tried to do that, and he's gotten rid of them all.
Yeah. So there's no... Yeah, that's disturbing. Like, I feel like we would have a better shot with this virus, too, if maybe Mattis or was there still, or, you know, am I wrong? I mean, you know,
maybe we got Jared still.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's a good point, Pat.
Oh, we only got a couple minutes left here. This is Georgia State House Speaker David Ralston.
Oh, okay.
Said, this will be extremely devastating to Republicans and conservatives in Georgia. Every registered voter is going to go out and get one of these. This will certainly drive up turnout.
God.
I mean, blatantly saying, if we let everybody vote, no Republicans are going to get elected.
Wow. Well, okay. Not everybody's voting, guys.
Right.
They said it. Hey, God, voter suppression is kind of fucking real, man.
Yeah, thanks, Supreme Court, for shanking the Voting Rights Act.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, conservative Supreme Court, John fucking Roberts, you asshole.
Why would you
gutting
guys,
the Voters' Rights Act.
Why would they do that?
They said, well, it needs to be updated.
Oh, yeah,
it needs to be updated. They
well...
And they blame Congress whenever anybody challenges the SCOTUS on that one. They're like, well, you know, Congress should just enact a law.
Yeah.
Try that.
Yes.
Right now. Mitch McConnell is busy ramming through unqualified moron judges.
It needs to be updated. That's like me saying, oh, my browser needs to be updated. Let me throw my PC out the window.
I think some states need to be added. Not subtracted from the hand-holding.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yes. Of course.
We got to get out of here.
Yes.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. Join us then, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Brian's doing some stuff on his social media. Check out what he's doing at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, on the Twitter, and on the Facebook. And check out his website, ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Stay safe, everyone. Wash your fucking hands. Don't go out. Stay the fuck home. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and watch Amazon Prime.
Fuck Trump.
Kadita na namosoya lama kamba sokoya
adusha kataria kataha abasotriante chateau 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 chateau.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.